Warning, some viewers may find some of the images disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Well, hello guys, how are you? Now you know that pheromones always plague the victim. Because when a pheromone's a victim, she can hardly be the instigator, can she? The victim's in a position which takes no responsibility at all. After all, they are the victim, aren't they? Of course, most of the time they're not. And they use it all the time. It's their sort of get-out-of-jail-free card. Crying used to be, but men are not falling for that so much anymore. But I'm going to show you a picture of a pheromone that is actually a real, true victim. And my respect goes out to her. That's right, it's a pheromone, and I have respect for her. It can happen. When you see other pheromones playing the victim when you know damn well they're not, they make me sick compared to this pheromone. So here is a pheromone that is a survivor of an acid attack. The attack happened in 1995, when she was only 15 years old. The attack happened in Bangladesh. These sort of attacks don't generally happen in the Western and European worlds, but they've been imported from immigrants. So there is a few acid attacks now, mostly against pheromones. But it never was the Western or European way. I think we all know which country it derives from. This pheromone was attacked by acid because she refused a boy's advances. He liked her and he wanted to see her more, and she refused. And I should think this is the worst thing you can actually do to another human being. Because a man's worth is what he can do, his skills, his money-earning ability. But a pheromone, especially in these type of countries, it's all about her looks. So this cruel act takes her looks away. Forever. And it's hard not to feel for this person, especially when she was only 15 years old. Of course, she's been through many, many operations. Her strength and courage to carry on is amazing, at least in a pheromone. Even though some pheromones destroy men's lives, they usually can recover. This pheromone will have to live with this for the rest of her life. I put a link down below with the story. There was no real mention of the person getting charged. But the sentence should fit the crime, shouldn't it? Effectively, this boy has destroyed her complete whole life. So his life should be destroyed too. I very rarely stand up for pheromones, as you know. But this pheromone has had to use her brain because somebody took her looks away. And she seems to have adapted very well. She says she still gets people calling her disgusting names in the street. Surely everybody can see that this has been done to her. She wasn't born like that. Maybe if the modern pheromones would put away their makeup and their revealing clothes and their bikinis and paid more attention to their brain, they could turn out like this pheromone has. Or maybe society should stop putting so much emphasis on pheromones' looks. This pheromone was even brave enough to do an interview in the hope it would help others. There was no mention of her family, whether she has children or not. But this pheromone would make a great mother, if she's not already. Question for you guys. As this is such an evil, horrible crime, did this idea, when it started, come from a rejected male? Or maybe from a jealous pheromone? Men can be bad, for sure, but only pheromones can be really evil. Of course, my other videos will be back to the normal, but for this pheromone, she gets the thumbs up from Solo Man.